Again, I said good morning to each one of you. I trust the Lord has given you a good day.
相信神给我们美好的一天。
I don't know if you've been reading the news or hearing anything about that terrible tornadoes that went through those six states. I believe it was six states and the devastation it did in some of the towns.
我不知道大家有没有听新闻或者看新闻，就是那个非常严重的龙卷风经过了六个城那个州，然后呢造成的后果很严重。
And as I've been looking and seeing almost whole towns, so much of it is destroyed, flattened, just like sticks almost. It's something I've never seen before.
然后就看到那整个城镇就简直被席卷为平地，那就像是稻草做的一样的，我一生中从来没有见过这样的情况。
Some of them saying now they have nothing. They have their homes, their cars are gone, their clothes, everything. They have nothing now.
说这些受灾的人呢，什么都没有，房子、车子、衣服，也没有车可以去任何地方，什么都没了。
So I think that we should have a special little prayer for them today.
所以让我们今天为他们有一个特别的祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne,
天父啊，当我们来到你的宝座前的时候，
we want to bring the misery and heartache of all those that went through those tornadoes.
就是经历龙卷风这些人所经历的心痛跟他们的这种惧怕，我们他们的这个难处都带到你面前。
Many of them have relatives that have died.
有很多人他们的亲戚或者家人去世了。
They've lost everything.
他们真的所有的东西一转瞬之间都没有了。
So we're lifting them to you today.
所以我们今天把他们真的带到你面前。
Somehow help them to realize that even in the midst of all this terror, they can trust the Lord.
求你帮助他们，即使在这样子的灾难之中，他们知道说他们可以信靠你。
We know that some of them, it has shocked them, and it's going to be very hard for them in the next few months.
有些人对他们来讲非常的震惊，未来的几个月也很艰难。
But Father, we pray that you will just be close to them.
父啊，我们就祷告，真的是让他们靠近你。
That as you work andAs you lift them up, that their hearts will be lifted up, we pray.
我们真的是祈求他们的心真的是会到你面前。
We feel like we hardly know how to pray, Lord.
我们都不知道该怎么祷告。
The devastation was so terrible.
这种灾难，这种荒凉真的是令人惊奇，令人震惊。
But you don't forget, Lord, you don't forget man.
哦，主啊，但是你不会忘记他们。
So we put them in your hands.
我们真的是把他们放在你的手上。
And we believe, Lord, that they will sense somewhere along the line that you are there.
真的是有些人在这个过程中的时候，他们会认识到你就在那里。
Now, Father, bless our meeting together.
求你也祝福我们今天的聚会。
Open our hearts and minds.
真的是打开我们的心，打开我们的眼睛。
That we too can sense your presence.
我们也能够经历你的同在。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Today I'm going to go over something very, very familiar with you.
我今天要讲的是大家都很熟悉的。
We're going to go over a little bit of the 23rd Psalm.
我们来看一点这个诗篇23篇。
You know, the Psalms can be so encouraging.
你知道诗篇可以非常鼓舞我们，鼓励我们的心。
And this particular one by David has been so encouraging for hundreds of years, Lord. Many people's hearts been lifted because of what David said.
因为大卫所写的这个诗篇，那真的是几百年、上千年，很多的人心里受鼓励。
And he can lift our hearts.
也可以把我们的心扬起来。
Now, David was speaking about something that he knew about.
大卫所讲的是他真正深深晓得的。
And David has spent his early years as a shepherd.
因为大卫他小的时候他是牧羊人。
And he recognized his responsibility to those sheep.
他明白自己对这些他照顾了这些羊群的责任。
And as David was blessing the Lord and thinking about God, he likened him to what he understood about protecting sheep.
然后当大卫称颂神，他在默想神的时候，他就想起，就把这个想到他过去的牧羊人，他就觉得神像他的牧者。
And I think David recognized not only was he king, but he was one of those sheep that God had guided through the years.
然后呢，大卫知道他不仅是一位王，而且他是神的羊，神在这么多年都一直在带领他，引导他。
Now, David recognized as a shepherd, he had to protect them from danger.
大卫知道作为牧羊人，作为牧人，他必须要保护他的羊群。
And if you know anything about the life of David, you know that David truly protected them and killed a bear, and I think, I forget what the other thing, but another animal, the lion, was it?
Lion, yes.
And he as a young boy killed them because he was a protector of those sheep.
你要去看大卫的他的生平，他做牧羊人的时候，他真的是保护他的羊群，他甚至就是那个杀死熊和狮子，他真的是保护他的，就是他是一个很好的牧人。
Now we know today that we have sometimes to face a lion, which is Satan, that comes with his roaring accusations against us.
我们知道我们也会面对狮子，就是像撒旦，他要如吼叫的狮子。
And we have to then depend on God because we're not strong enough many times to fight his battles, but we give our battles to God because he's there to protect us.
我们就要把这个征战交给神，因为我们自己没有那么强壮，可以跟撒旦征战。我们把我们的这个战役都交在神的手里，他能够保护我们。
Now, another thing the shepherd had to do, and he was well aware of this, was that he had to find good pastures to keep his sheep healthy.
另外，牧羊人要做的就是他要找到这个丰美的那个草地、水草，让他的羊是可以很健康。
And God has given us a wonderful book to feed on and to feast on to keep and help us to grow spiritually.
神给我们这么好的一本，就是他的圣经，他的话，让我们真的是在里边可以得喂养，得帮助，让我们可以在他的话语上，我们可以健康。
And then David, he had to bring them to still waters.It was like a time when they could refresh and drink and lay there and just have a refreshing time.
然后呢，大卫也要把他们带到安歇的水边，就是那个平静的水边，这样呢，他们可以在那里休息，他们可以躺下来，可以有一个就是让自己重新舒畅，让自己重新得力量。
And at times God leads us seemingly in the calm times when we sense his presence.When things seem to be bubbling up within our soul, refreshing our soul.
就好像神在这个平静平安的时候带领我们，然后我们觉得我们心里边得更新得力量，好像我们心里都满意神的同在，神的喜乐这样。
Another thing David had to do was he had to keep an eye on them because they sometimes wanted to stray off, which meant.They would be prey to those animals out there.
然后另外一个大卫要做的就是他得盯着这些羊，因为有时候羊呢，他就想走偏了，就是偏离了。这样呢，他一旦偏离正路的话，就很容易被那个野兽成为野兽的猎物。
This is what God tries to do with us. Keep us from straying off in our minds, straying off in our attitudes, straying off in our desires.And our longings to keep us so that we won't fall in those ditches that are out there that are the consequences of many of these things.
这也就是神做的，神得保守我们不偏离，不走偏，在我们的态度，在我们的思想，在我们的愿望上，我们不走偏。如果我们走偏了，我们就掉到坑里边，真的就成为这个野兽的食物。
And now we see he's going on now meditating and thinking. And he thought, I shall not want.
然后大卫在默想神的时候，他就说，我必不致缺乏。
He said, because I used to take the sheep to the green pastures where they could lie down and just munch away. And I was there to help them to find the things they needed.
然后他就知道说，我把那个羊带在青草地上，他们在那儿可以躺卧下来，他们可以休息，可以吃食物。他说，我知道，就是说我在保护他们，我就没有，他们羊是没有任何的需要。
And he said, I understand how he leads us beside the waters, as I just said, to give us that calmness and to renew our strength in him.
他也知道说神怎么样把我们带到一个可安歇的水边，让我们可以休息，让我们的灵可以得到更新。
But sometimes our problem, when God wants to do this, we're too busy with the cares of life and making a living.And our desires to be for him to take us beside the still waters and to get us into the word where he can refresh us daily.
但是我们的问题就是当神要把我们领到这个安歇的水边的时候，我们太忙了，我们有今生的思虑，我们有各种的欲望，然后呢，我们就没法到神面前安静下来，让到那个安歇水边，让自己的灵得到更新。
And it seems like David recognized.And as if God said to him, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows his sheep and calls them by name and leads them out.
就是大卫说他知道说神说我是好牧人，我把你们按着你的名把你带出来，然后呢把你也是保护你，给你所需的一切。
Now this is what Jesus said.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
He knows us.
他晓得我们，认识我们。
Sometimes I don't think we're fully aware of that and the depth of it.
我们真的很多时候没有真正的了解这个深度，到底主耶稣说他认识我们是什么意思。
Before we were created, he said, I knew you.
在我们被造之前，神就晓得我们。
You were on my mind.
你就在我的心，在我的心意当中，就在我的思想中。
I made a path for you that if you would follow it, God, that I could bless you.
我已经给你定了一条道路，如果你可以走在这条路上跟随的话，你会蒙福。
We may not understand the path of our life.
我们可能不了解我们人生的道路。
But I have found.That even as Mrs. She has been talking to you, even when we've had troubles in our background, even when we've had some hurts, deep hurts, when we allow God, when we meet him, when we become his child, he can bring these things out to give us victory over them.
即使是在我们的人生中，比如说我们的背景，或者是在我们人生中现在有伤害，但是我们可以遇见神，如果我们把这些带到他面前，他可以给我们得胜。
David knew his sheep too.
大卫也很了解他的羊。
You know, one time when I was in the West Indies, there was some, where I lived, there was some sheep that was over on the side, over across from me, little ways.
我那时候做宣教士在西印度群岛的时候呢，那在有一次呢，就在路的那边就有羊。
And one night or one evening, I found this little sheep, this little lamb was over into my yard, into my area, right by my door.
然后我那天晚上呢，我就看到一个小羊羔就走到了我的这个住的地方，就在我的后院。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办。
So he just slept there that night.
然后那个小羊羔那天晚上就住在那儿。
But the next morning,
但是第二天早晨,
that little lamb began to cry.
那个小羊羔就开始哭了。
And suddenly I saw one of the sheep coming over, quickly coming over to that little lamb.
然后我就看到另外有一只羊呢，就很快的过来到这个小羊羔这里。
And I recognized it must have been its mother.
然后我就说，那肯定是它妈妈，羊妈妈。
And out of all those sheep, when that mother heard that lamb cry, She alone recognized it as her own and came and got that sheep.
然后呢，那么多的那个小羊在叫，只要这个小羊一叫，这个羊妈妈马上就知道那是他的。
And that's why Jesus said, "I know you by name."
这就是主耶稣说的，我按着你们的名知道自己的羊。
I don't fully think we understand that.
我们可能没有完全了解这是什么意思。
Because a lot of times we think we're alone. We think that nobody cares or that we can do what we want. But he knows us by name. He knows everything about us.
但是呢，很多时候我们觉得我们是单独的，我们想怎么做就怎么做。但是神是按着我们的名知道我们。
And you know, our good shepherd gave his life for us.
你知道我们的好牧人为我们舍命。
David said, I would have given my life, but I was able to fight them and all what happens in life. But what Jesus was talking about was a spiritual life. He said, I gave my life that you might have life eternal.
然后呢，大卫呢，他没有说把他的就是为他的羊舍命，因为他可以跟那些狮子熊打。但是主耶稣不一样，他真的是为了我们。为了我们的生命而死，让我们有永远的生命。
There's another scripture that said, "No one can pluck you out of my hand."
另外，圣经上有写说，没有人可以把你们从我的手中夺去。
Ladies, when we are a child of God, given our lives to Him, knew that the blood was applied to our life, He's got us in His hand.
当我们知道我们是神的孩子，我们把自己知道他的血真的眼遮盖我们在他的手中的时候，没有任何事情可以把我们从他的手中夺去。
Now he's not a sugar daddy or Santa Claus.
但是他可不是圣诞老公公。
He's not even a father that spoils their child.
也不是那个宠坏孩子的爸爸。
He leads us to growth.
他引导我们。让我们能够成长。
You know, I can still remember when I must have been 7 or 8. Oh, how my legs hurt me. You think I had arthritis. They hurt me. And then my mother said, oh, honey, they're nothing but growing pains.
然后呢，我那时候7岁、8岁的时候呢，我的腿就好痛啊，我觉得我有关节炎了。然后我就说，我妈妈就说，你不是关节炎，你就是那个长大的时候这个成长的那个痛。
And sometimes when God has to really come down on us and because he wants us to grow, he wants us to look to him, he wants us to recognize that he is, can give us victory and work in our lives, and those are growing pains many times in our spiritual life.
就是有的时候神真的是来到我们中间，他真的想要我们成长的时候，有时候我们觉得有痛苦什么的，其实呢，有的时候真的成长的痛苦，嗯。
But remember, no one can take you out of his hand. The only thing is that you can get out of his hand.
另外就是说，没有人可以把我们从神的父神的手中夺去，但是呢，我们可以离开他的手。
Now David goes on to tell us what this shepherd is going to do in our life.
然后大卫继续告诉我们，我们的大牧者会在我们的生命中怎么来引导我们。
He saw the Lord as his guide.
他看到神是他的向导。
He said, he leads me in the paths of righteousness.
他引导我走义路。
Oh, how he wants us to walk as he shows us the path of holiness and shows us love and joy and forgiveness and peace. And we begin to grow in our spirit and in our life. This is what he's doing. He's trying to keep us on this path.
当神向我们展现这个圣洁的道路，这个充满喜乐、和平、饶恕这样的一个道路时候，神是希望我们走在这条路上。
You know, sometimes we stand at the crossroads. We don't know which way is right, which way to do. And that's when we must learn the shepherd's voice. Just like that little lamb and that mother were able to connect because of the voice, we must learn the voice of our Lord.
当我们站在有时候是一个人生的十字路口，不知道该走哪条路的时候，我们要学习能认得我们牧人的声音，就像那个小羊羔，他能听到羊妈妈的声音，他们能够彼此有连接，我们也要能够听到神的声音。
But I found that most of the time, the voice he has is not always vocal.
神对我们讲话的声音通常不是这个可以听见的这种物质上的这种听觉上你能听到的声音。
He guides us through his word.
因为他用他的话语来引导我们。
You know, I personally have had a lot of problems about this, about the voice that we think is vocal in us.
然后我本身我个人对于这个神的声音是不是那个可以听耳朵听到的声音，我有很多的这个难处。
I have OCD.
因为我本身是有这种强迫症。
OCD is a sort of a chemical problem and within our minds. And once we hear something say, you know how you feel like, oh, I feel like I should do this, you know. Many times I get the wrong kinds of feelings and the devil has used this against me. You have to be very careful about the voice that you hear or what you think this is the way. We must get it from the word of God, not from the voices that we hear.
就是因为呢我这个强迫症呢它本身是有点这个化学上的不平衡，所以有的时候你知道不知道那种感觉，就是你觉得哦，我好像听到这个，所以有的时候很多时候告诉我要做这个，那你那个不是神的，可能就不是神的声音，所以我们要特别的小心，要回到神的话语上，而不是说只是听我们好像我们觉得我们听到的声音。
And as just that, like a babe, when they start taking a walk, they wobble, they fall, we pick them up, and they go from furniture, they hold on to things. But you know, eventually they begin to trust in their ability to walk. And you and I must trust in the ability of listening to our Lord. We must trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
就是就像小孩似的，他刚开始学走路摇摇摆摆的，然后有时候还会跌倒，但是慢慢他就学的用这个扶的家具啊，慢慢可以走，到最后他就很相信自己是有这种行走的能力。那我们也要慢慢的就是能够确定自己跟神听到神的声音的这种能力，能听到神的声音，就像圣经上所讲的，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
And as we walk along our Christian wayAs we have our wonderful times with the Lord, the more we obey, the more we follow his voice. Sometimes we stumble, sometimes where he has to pick us up and we have to learn the hard way with bruises. But finally, there's going to come a day when we're going to close our eyes and open our eyes up in heaven.
就是当我们跟随神，我们都就是跟神同行有一个很好的时光的时候，当我有时候呢也会去摔倒或者跌倒，但是我们再继续爬起来跟随神，终于有一天当我们闭上我们的眼睛的时候，我们再睁开眼睛，我们就看到了神。
And David understood that, for he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me.
然后大卫是非常了解，他说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
And we know he felt this. He said, because I will fear no evil.
他之所以这样说，因为他自己说我不怕遭害。
Isn't it wonderful to know that he will be with us even at that time?
就是真的是知道说即使在我们离世的时候，神也和我们同在，那个是不是很棒？
He tells us that goodness is going to follow us and mercy will follow me every day of my life.
他就告诉我们说就是恩惠和慈爱一生一世都随着我们。
We notice that the goodness, this is the fact that God is there. And it doesn't mean that we're always going to have everything good. No, he didn't mean that. He meant the goodness of God and his mercy will follow us.We live by the hand of the goodness of God and with the hand of his mercy.
然后我们知道神的美善，就是说不是说我们没有难处没有麻烦，而是说神就在那里边。当我们不管在什么样的环境中间，神的慈爱都随着我们，我们真的是靠着神的美善生活。
So we know that he is going to be with us and that he loves us and that one dayAs David recognized, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
然后我们知道神和我们同在，神爱我们，就像大卫所知道的，有一天我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Jesus said to us, I go to prepare, he told the disciples and that's us, I go to prepare a place for you.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒，我去是要为你们预备地方。
That where I am will be with him.
就要我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
In my father's house, it said are many mansions, but it's a wrong, translation. In my father's house are many rooms.
他说，圣经上说在我的父的房间里有很多，原来说的是那种豪宅，但实际上说在我父的房间那里有很多的房间。
Now, I don't know what that means altogether.
我不知道那到底是什么意思。
But it seems to be like he's going to keep us very intimately near him.
就是在我看来就是神会让我们离他很近，很靠近他。
We have no idea, nor can we even imagine. He said that.
我们没有办法，不知道，没有概念，我们甚至都不能想象，因为主耶稣说过这是人心未曾想过的。
He said, eyes have never seen.
他说
ears have never heard.
眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听到。
What God has prepared for us.
人心未曾想到，神为我们所预备的。
Now today I believe every one of you are one of his sheep.
我相信今天我们在座的参加的每一个人都是神的小羊。
At least I believe every one of you have come to him and had your sins forgiven.
就是我们每个人都已经来到神面前，我们的罪已经被赦免。
He has a path for you.
他对你有一条道路。
Your path will be different than the others.
你的道路跟别人的道路是不同的。
He recognizes that we must be taught all along that path of our life.
就是在我们人生的道路上，我们要一直的被教导。
He realizes he has to keep a watch on us, and he is there even when you can't feel him.
他一直在，就是在看顾我们，即使我们感觉不到他在的时候，他其实也在看顾我们。
You know the reason for that? That we can't feel him a lot of times because we don't have enough faith.
我们之所以不能感受到他的同在，是因为我们很多时候是因为我们没有足够的信心。
You see, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
因为人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
It seems like he just can't or won't do anything unless we have the faith to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
除非说我们真的是有这种信心，相信他是神，神的存在，相信他是赐给我们，就是给我们赏赐的人。有的时候我们是没有办法，他没有办法带领我们走过那条路的。
So many times our faith is very weak.
很多时候我们的信心是很软弱的。
And one of the reasons why our faith is very weak is that you don't get into the word of God.
我们信心之所以软弱的一个原因就是我们没有真的是进入神的话语。
Because he said it's the word of God that feeds our faith.
因为是神的话语来喂养我们的信心，增强我们的信心。
This is one of the things that trouble me as a pastor, as a teacher.
作为牧者，作为老师，这个现象真的是让我心里边常常很心痛，也很
心。We live in a busy time.
我们实在很繁忙。
We're prosperous people that's had so much of what we wanted.
然后呢，大家都是想着做这个做那个。
We're a people that are very busy in our own little things.
我们忙于做自己的事情。
And then we wonder why God isn't there, why he doesn't do this, why he doesn't do that. It's because you and I are so busy with our life that we have lacked, what shall I say, learning more and more and being fed that faith in our hearts.
因为呢，我们就觉得说神为什么不在这儿，神为什么不在那儿，神为什么没有做这个？我们之所以这样，是因为我们缺乏那种，就是我们就没有在那里缺乏那种喂养我们的信心，没有进入到神的话语里边。
You know David, the shepherd boy that became king, he realized that.
你知道这个牧羊人，这个小牧童大卫，他后来成了国王，他意识到这一点了。
There's a scripture where David said, Seven times do I lift my eyes to God and talk with him.
大卫的诗篇里面讲了，
Every
我一
day.
天七次向神，我的眼睁睁仰望神，向他祷告。
He practiced the presence of God.
他真的是操练与神同行，就是操练神的同在。
Do you practice his presence?
你有没有去操练神的同在呢？
Do you sense that he's your helper?
你有没有感觉到他就是你的帮助者呢？
Are you lifting your heart to him every once in a while?
你有没有时不时的就把你的心带到神面前？
Oh, the heart's desire for all of our people, for my heart, is Lord, help us to begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
主，我心里边一个很深的一个渴慕，就是为大家的渴慕，就是愿我们都饥渴慕义。
We're living in troubled times.
我们生活在一个很艰难的时代，就是充满了各种麻烦。
I have never ever seen in my whole life all the natural disasters that has happened across this world in the last year and a half.
就是在我的整个一生中，我从来没有见过，就在过去一年半中有这么多的，这么严重的自然灾害。
Floods, earthquakes, terrible volcanoes all over, and things that the weather and what's, it's, it, to me, it's mind-boggling.
就是又是洪水、地震，甚至很多火山爆发，那对我来讲，我都觉得脑子都要炸了。
To me, there may be a reason.
对我来讲，那可能是有一个原因的。
And you find it in the 24th chapter of Matthew.
你在马太福音第24章能找到答案。
He said, when we grow closer to the end time.
他说，当我们离末世越来越近的时候。
You're going to see famines and you're going to see pestilence like these what we see with COVID. And you're going to see earthquakes. You're going to see these terrible things. And the closer it comes,the harder it's going to be, just like the birth pangs of a woman giving birth to a child.
我们会看到多处必有饥荒，有瘟疫，有地震，就是像妇人生产，越到最后呢，这个痛呢就越痛苦，痛的强度也越大。
Now, I cannot say, I know that the Lord's coming in just a week, a month, a year. I don't, but I see the signs.And now the signs are becoming the times of what's happening on this world of ours.
就是我不是说神是，我知道说神是再过一个月或者一年两年回来，但是呢，我们看到了各种各样的征兆，我们知道说我们真的是离这个十年近了。
And he said, look up.
他说，
When you see these things, your redemption is drawing nigh.
他说当这些事情这些征兆来的时候你要向上看因为你的救赎已经近了我们得赎的日子近了。
And then the next chapter he said, but it's going to be like Noah's day. They're going to be eating and drinking, building and marrying. They're not even going to understand or know what is happening.
他们说这样的日子就像挪亚的日子人就洪水以前人照样吃喝嫁娶直到下去那个挪亚进方舟的日子他不知道这些人不知道将来会发生什么。
But a wise person takes note of it and begins to get closer and closer to the Lord because Jesus said, when I come, will I find any faith?
就是一个有智慧的人就会越来越靠近神知道说就是跟神的关系很近因为主耶稣说当我来的时候能遇得见有信德的人吗
Purpose in your heart that I'm going to have faith.
在你的心里定义说我要成为那个有信心的人。
Because I'm going to get closer to him than I've ever been.
因为我要比以前更靠近他。
So I'm trusting that each one of us recognizing he is the shepherd of our life.
我相信我们每个人真的是能够知道说神是我们生命中的牧者。
He wants to supply our need, but sometimes he just can't because you just can't believe You just can't grasp hold. Because why? Because we haven't gotten into the word enough that it has amazed us, the things that's happened in God's word and the things that he tells us he'll do with for us. Ladies, my heart's desire today is get in the word, get closer to him. And if this is the end time, you will be ready.
然后呢，但是神想要供应我们一切的所需，我们一切所需要，但有的时候呢，没有不能没有办法供应我们，因为呢，我们自己就是没有在他的话语中，所以呢，我们要到他的话语中得到一切的这个所需。我对大家的心愿就是，我们真的是跟神更靠近，进到神的话语里边，这样当神如果来的时候，我们都预备好了。
Well, I love each one of you. I wish you the best this week, that God will really be close to you and that you will have a week of beside the still waters, restoring your soul. Yeah.
所以我真的是非常的爱大家，我也希望神祝福大家，让我们这个星期跟神更靠近，好像我们就来到安歇的水边，我们的灵里得更新。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you for Jesus dying for our sins.
我们真的是感谢主，主耶稣为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
We thank you for the home that you said you're preparing for us.
我们感谢你在天上为我们所预备的住处。
We feel very unworthy.
我们觉得很不配。
But so thankful.
但是我们心里真的很感恩。
We love you. We want to serve you.
我们爱你，我们想要服侍你。
In your precious name.
奉主宝贵的名
Amen
Amen
Thank you ladies
谢谢大家